Whether you're a pro athlete, an exhausted parent, or you spend all day in an office chair, CBD MD wants to give you the support you need to make it through the day. CBD Freeze and Recover are outstanding duo of topical products with specialized formulas to provide targeted relief where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try Freeze, Recover, and every other CBD MD product, you can take 25% off on your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com, promo code NBA, for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, a Wednesday edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. Talking about the Warriors' 114-91 win over the Spurs on Tuesday night. Stephen Curry scored 32 points, including 16 in the decisive third quarter. With the win, the Warriors improved to 13-12. They're back above 500, and they avoid their first three-game losing streak of the season. They finish their four-game trip through Texas 2-2. The game was tied at 50 at halftime, but the Warriors used a 23-2 run, punctuated by Steph's step-back three-pointer to take a 21-point lead midway through the third quarter. Draymond Green finished with 6 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds, and he has double-digit assists in 4 straight games for the first time in his career. He started at center for the 4th consecutive game, with James Wiseman out with a sprained left wrist and Kevon Looney out with a sprained left ankle. For the Spurs, who beat the Warriors on Monday night in that first of the back-to-back set, Rudy Gay finished with 17 points. Patty Mills scored 13. And Steph was helped by a stifling defense that held the Spurs to 37.2% shooting, while he and his teammates combined to go 17 of 40 from three-point range. Next up, the Warriors will return to the Bay Area and face the Magic. That game is Thursday at 7 p.m. All in all, not a bad trip for the Warriors considering the injuries, and I think that this will end up being an important trip for the Warriors this season because they learned that they could play small and win, which I want to talk about in a moment. But Steph Curry also put himself in the MVP conversation. Juan Toscano-Anderson may have earned himself a roster spot. And you know what? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Juan Toscano-Anderson, who is on a two-way contract, which caps him at 50 possible game appearances this season. It is very clear that he deserves to be on this roster and that he could be helpful to this roster. He could be the backup Draymond Green. Now, him and Draymond started in the front court with Wiseman and Looney out. Pascal continued to come off the bench as a small ball center. And a lot of people sort of earmarked Pascal as the heir apparent to Draymond. What if it's Juan Toscano-Anderson? His game is much more similar to Draymond Green's. In fact, Steve Kerr went as far as to say that he views Juan Toscano-Anderson as a smaller Draymond Green. And so, and he's not that small, much smaller, by the way. I think that was more of, more metaphorical than literal. The way that he makes the right play, the way that he can guard multiple positions on the perimeter and then also hold his own in the paint, the way that he can screen for Steph Curry and roll and then pass out of that role, it does remind me a lot of Draymond Green. It does. And you look at this roster and the guys who are contributing, you can't say that every guy on that 15-man roster is contributing at a higher level than Juan Toscano-Anderson, let alone the dudes who are injured. But that's where we're going to go in order to find a place for Juan Toscano-Anderson. Let's look at last year. Damian Lee emerges as a starting shooting guard in an injury-plagued season, okay? He's on the two-way contract during that season. When his days come up, they make moves. They make trades at the trade deadline. They open up roster spots. They have to waive Marquese Chris. All these things. But by the end of the season, they manage to have Damian Lee on the 15-man roster. Steve Kerr has said he thinks Juan Toscano-Anderson should be on the Warriors for a long time. He talked the same way about Damian Lee last year. Don't be surprised if the Warriors make moves between now and the trade deadline to open up a roster spot for Juan Toscano-Anderson. Now, they will wait until they absolutely have to. That's what they did last year. They could do it again this year. And what does that mean? That means when Juan Toscano-Anderson's days are coming up to being expired, that's when they can make a move. Now, Maybe that's after the trade deadline. If that's the case, maybe the Warriors make a move with Juan Toscano-Anderson in mind to free up a roster spot. What kind of move would that be? Well, clearly, it would be trying to, you know, trade Alan Smilagic into somebody else's roster space. Maybe they try to make a Kelly Oubre move. Maybe they want to move on from Brad Wanamaker. Maybe you could trade two for one and then open up a roster spot that way. There are a lot of options here. But it's something that this front office has to be thinking about. Because what he's doing right now, he deserves a roster spot. He is insurance in case Draymond Green gets hurt or as Draymond Green ages. He's not a world beater right now. He's not going to score 10 points per game, but he just does the things that this team needs. And when you look at next year, when they want to win a championship, I believe that Juan Toscano-Anderson can help that team next season. I think the Warriors believe that too. Coming up, a look at where the Warriors stand in the Western Conference playoff race. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times, in Style Magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, and they're available now exclusively at BlueNile.com, and when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people, and with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're ready to mark a special commitment or looking for a unique and meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting, limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings is now available exclusively at BlueNile.com. Get more of the sports you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. It's time for our stat of the game, and this one is 52%. Which is the Warriors' win percentage, which puts them in 8th place in the Western Conference. Now remember, this year, there is a play-in tournament for seeds 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the Warriors are squarely in that range right now. They're 13-12 after this win against San Antonio. They are behind Denver in just in win percentage. Denver is 12-11 right now. They're in 7th place. The Spurs, who they just beat, are 14-11. They're in 6th place. You keep on going up. Portland is in 5th. Phoenix is in 4th. The Clippers are 3rd. The Lakers are 2nd. The Jazz have the best record in the NBA. They have the 1 seed right now in the Western Conference. Man, they are rolling, by the way. So that's your traditional 1-8 playoff picture. Then you have the Sacramento Kings there at number 9. They're 12-12. They've been playing well. New Orleans has also been playing well. They're on a 4-game win streak. They're 11-12. So they're there at number 10. Now, by no stretch is any team other than probably Minnesota eliminated from the Western Conference playoffs. Now, Minnesota is not obviously technically eliminated, but they're not making it. They're not making it even to the top 10. But like I said, Sacramento, they're a half game behind the Warriors for the eighth spot. New Orleans, a game behind the Warriors for the eighth spot. So is Memphis. Memphis is a game behind at 9-10. Houston is a game and a half behind. Dallas is 2 games behind. The Thunder are 2 games behind. You can't rule out any of those teams for making the top 10. But for now, for the sake of this exercise, let's say it's Sacramento and New Orleans who round out your top 10. So what does that play-in tournament look like? Well, it involves the Warriors. The Warriors and Nuggets would play a 7-8 game, and the Kings and Pelicans would play a 9-10 game. The winner of the 7-8 game advances to the playoffs as the 7th seed, and then the winner of the 9-10 game plays the loser of the 7-8 game, and then the winner of that game, that second game, goes to the playoffs as the 8th seed, as the new 8th seed. So if this were to happen today, then the Warriors would play the Nuggets, and if they won, they would automatically be in the playoffs, and if they lost, they would have to play a second game against either Sacramento or New Orleans to get into the playoffs. I don't love their chances to beat Denver in a one-on-one game. I still think the Nuggets are going to figure it out. They're on a three-game losing streak right now, but they're so talented. They're so unique and hard to beat. And if they're the seventh seed, that game would be played in Denver, where the Warriors struggled to play earlier this season. But then if they lost that game and had to play either New Orleans or Sacramento, I love their chances against one of those teams. I love their chances against the Kings. I love their chances against the Pelicans. Zion Williamson could be a problem for them, but other than that, I'm not really scared of anybody. Brandon Ingram is good, but with Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre, I think they can limit him. And Sacramento, this is a nice story, but they always kind of go on a run and they fade away. So maybe it'll end up being Memphis or Houston or Dallas. And I still, maybe other than Dallas, who they've got a lot of things to work out, I still want to bet on their talent and Luka Doncic. But right now, I think the Warriors are in a decent position. As long as they can stay in, the key is that you want to be, if you're going to be in the play-in tournament, you want to be one of the seventh or eighth place teams, because all you need then is one win to get into the playoffs. And if you lose, you're still just like the ninth and tenth place teams, where you still have to win two games, or you have to win two games, or play two games to get into the playoffs. Now, the best case scenario for Golden State, of course, would be to avoid the play-in tournament altogether. Well, what are their chances of doing that? Portland hasn't fallen off since losing CJ McCollum and Enes Kanter, Yusuf Nurkic for a while. And San Antonio, they're feisty. They're 14-11 right now. They play hard. They present a unique challenge game to game because they like to use the mid-range, and most teams just allow mid-range opportunities to opposing offenses and stuff, and they take advantage of that. But I think the Warriors, if they put together a three- or a four-game win streak, or if they can win four out of five and kind of, and have one of those stretches, they are still in position to avoid the play-in tournament. They're only a game behind San Antonio, just a game behind Portland. And I think the Warriors will gain steam as the season goes on. Maybe they make a move, a roster move, a roster tweak to help their chances. But right now, Warriors are basically a 500 team. They're one game over 500, but basically playing kind of 500 basketball. They need to figure out how to capitalize on Steph Curry's MVP caliber season more consistently. But if they do that, they have a top 10 defense as we sit here speaking today. If they could do that, then yeah, you know what? I like their chances. They'll probably definitely be at least in the play-in tournament. And potentially, I still think that they could avoid the play-in tournament, because I don't have the utmost confidence in San Antonio and Portland. Not saying that the Warriors are definitely better than either of those teams, but they're certainly on the same level or close to it. And in this jumbled Western Conference, like I said, a small little stretch where you get hot, a little 3-4-5 game win streak, something like that, which the Warriors have yet to have. They have yet to win three straight games this season. They're still hovering. Something like that could be what it takes. At the right time, could be what it takes to leapfrog this play-in tournament altogether, and that should be the goal for the Warriors, I think, still this season. Coming up, why the Warriors could stick with the current small ball starting lineup, but first, let's talk about Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, go to betonline.ag and sign up right now to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Everything from the NBA, college basketball, NHL, you can bet on all of it if you sign up today on BetOnline. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Use that promo code LOCKEDON and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit over at betonline.ag. March Madness is a few months away, but the future of the NBA is on display right now. Get a head start on next year's draft analysis by subscribing to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast. Draft guru Chad Ford has his first big board of the year out with profiles of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, Evan Mobley, and more. Subscribe to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast wherever you get podcasts. Plus, Dieter Kurtenbach will join me on Friday to preview this weekend's game against the Nets and Kevin Durant's return to the Bay Area. So make sure you subscribe to Locked On Warriors and tune in on Friday for that. Let's move on to our Twitter question of the game. And after the game, Steve Kerr said that he's going to try to find more opportunities to play Draymond Green at center even after James Wiseman and Kevon Looney return. So when I tweeted that after the game, Mid-Level Exception replied to that tweet and said, why not start small if Wiseman isn't starting anyway? Steph Curry, Damian Lee, or Michael Mulder, plus Wiggins, Oubre, and Draymond Green. Now, I don't mind this idea at all, especially because he's right. If you're not going to start James Wiseman for a while as he continues to develop, he's 19 years old, maybe you don't want to throw him into the fire right away after coming back from the sprained left wrist that he's out with, maybe you do start games with Draymond Green at center, especially because Kevon Looney, he's probably going to be out longer than James Wiseman's going to be. So even if Wiseman were, and Wiseman, by the way, is going to be reevaluated Thursday morning ahead of the Warriors game against the Magic. So let's say he's healthy. You're still probably going to be without Kevon Looney. You could have Eric Paschal still. But if you want to keep bringing Wiseman off the bench, right? It doesn't really make that much sense to start him right now, because then you're going to start him and then you're going to put him back on the bench when Looney comes back, and it's just going to be this tug and pull and this whole thing. Why not just leave him coming off the bench and start Draymond Green at center? The Warriors are outscoring teams by nearly 14 points per 100 possessions with Draymond at center. Now, you compare that to the rest of how the league centers perform in their lineups, that's better than 98% of centers in the NBA. And you compare that to the Warriors being just plus three when Draymond Green starts at power forward, plays at power forward. So they're 11 points better per 100 possessions, outscoring teams by 11 points per 100 possessions more when Draymond is at center than when he's at power forward. Now, those lineups do give up a lot of rebounds. The defensive rating isn't very good, but the offensive rating has been awesome over these last four games. And I think that there's an argument to be made that, well, you know what? You only have one starting center. It's James Wiseman. You want to bring him off the bench. Why not continue to play this small ball lineup with Draymond at center? You don't have to start Juan Toscano-Anderson, but you could if you wanted to. I would argue they probably should. You do Steph, Oubre, Wiggins, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Draymond Green. You continue with that being your starting lineup, but you also have James Wiseman coming off the bench. You don't have to play Draymond Green for the entire time at center, right? Juan Toscano-Anderson, for example, can come out at the halfway point of the first quarter. James Wiseman comes in. Draymond Green shifts back over to power forward. A little bit less wear and tear on him, but he could still play the entire first and third quarters like he's been doing lately. I don't hate it. It would be a lot of fun. Draymond Green, four straight games with double-digit assists. First time in his career, he started at center. He's never started at center. He's played center. He's played center plenty in his career. Hasn't started at center for four straight games. In today's NBA, it's not bad. Let's look at the opponent, Orlando Magic, Nikola Vucevic. He's a big guy, no doubt. He can rebound, no doubt. But he has a perimeter game. He's not going to kill you with post-ups, even though he could. He doesn't tend to do that as much anymore. I don't know. Steve Kerr said he's going to try to find pockets in that game where Draymond Green can start at center. Maybe it's just what it used to be. Maybe it's just, you know what, the last 3 minutes of the half, last 5 minutes of the half and of the game, you've got Draymond Green starting at center. I do wonder if the Warriors have stumbled onto their closing lineup, and if that closing lineup does involve Juan Toscano-Anderson, which brings us back to the top of the show. If that's so, they probably need to find a way to get him onto the regular 15-man roster. But it's clear going forward that Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr told me this before the season, by the way, that he wanted to use Draymond Green at center this year. And as Draymond's conditioning got better and all these things, we have seen him play better, play more in that position. He still says he's about a week or two away from being in his peak playing shape. And so, yeah, we're going to see more Draymond Green at center going forward, maybe in the short term, in these next couple games. I don't know. Maybe you even see him starting. I don't hate the idea. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to the podcast. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.